The world's history is full of examples of religious oppression and even genocides that became possible only because the governments of these countries were used as an extension of their religious establishment. Because of this, people say in a number of modern Western countries, like the US, France, Hungary, and many others, there is a separation between religion and the state. What does this separation of religion from the state mean? Those who advocate for it will tell you that it means that the laws of their country should not be based on any religion, and their officials should not be making decisions based on their faith. Sounds wonderful, but let's think about it for a moment. If a country has such a rule of separation of religion and state, then it means that it cannot pass laws that are based, say, on Christianity. These laws could discriminate against the Buddhists who live in this country and the Muslims who live there. But according to this rule of separation of religion and state, the same government has the right to pass a law based on the teachings of Immanuel Kant. Kant's ethics are not a religion, it is a secular ideology. But laws based on Kant can discriminate against those who want to live according to Bentham's utilitarianism or Nietzsche's nihilism, just like Christianity can be used to discriminate against Muslims. And also, it turns out that a state cannot make laws based on any religious ideology, but it can make laws based on a secular ideology. Isn't this a form of discrimination against religion in favor of secular theories? And besides for that, how do you define religion? Can laws be based on Confucianism? Some call it religion, some don't. And what about non-theistic religions? Many don't consider them to be religions. If that's the case, then perhaps Buddhism will be allowed to be a state religion. If you are already completely confused, I have to tell you that I'm sharing this confusion with you. The idea of separation of religion and state is as stupid as it is unrealistic. Secular ideologies, just like religious ones, can be used to oppress people. And there are many examples of secular dictatorships. Political thinkers of the past understood this, and therefore none of them ever suggested the idea of separation of religion and state. The only thing that was proposed was the separation of church and state. Not religion, but institutions of religion, which is church. Any legislation has to be based on some kind of ideology, a religious one or a secular one. Every decision that a person is making has to be based on some kind of ideology, either a religious one or a secular one. Otherwise, what are you using as a guide for passing laws and making decisions? Religious ideologies, like the secular ones, cannot be separated from any government or state. But religious institutions can, and maybe sometimes should be. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that in the US, on the one hand, we see that the country is built on Judeo-Christian principles. People came here for religious freedom, and the country's religious ideology became the guarantee of its freedom. But on the other hand, the separation of church, i.e. religious institutions, and state protects religion from the filth of politics. That means that some believe that the separation of church and state is good for the state because it protects political agencies from religion. The Rebbe believed that the main benefit of this separation is that it protects religion and religious agencies from politics. As we can see, the separation of religion from state can only lead to discrimination against religion. The separation of church, i.e. religious institutions, from the state can only lead to religious freedom.